longer do we have for the Olympics? We're almost done with this, aren't
Sunday
we?
Sunday is the, yeah, Sunday will be the gold medal hockey good. Game and the closing ceremonies.
Good. I'm tired of talking about the Olympics. I am. I'm done. It's like, okay, can we scale the Olympics back to where it's like a week? I think 2 weeks is too much.
No, 2 weeks is not too much. You can't cram it all into a week.
24/7. Okay, just schedule it around the clock. We're a global media outlet
anyway.
You
don't have to watch if you don't want.
It's
enough. Leave it for the people who are interested.
Nobody's interested.
Nobody is interested, even though the ratings are huge and yada, yada, yada. Nobody is interested.
If nobody was interested,
the NBC waning. Would not pay zillions of dollars for the TV rights.
How many zeros in a zillion? All right, so the women's hockey team here in the United States suffered a heartbreaking overtime loss. That's right, to Canada. Canadians. They had to settle for the silver instead of the gold. None of the ladies' figure skaters won a medal either.
This is the first time since the 1930s where an American woman has not medaled in figure skating.
Yeah, first time we didn't medal in men's or women's since 1936. The one bright spot is the ladies' ski halfpipe. American Maddie Bowman won gold. So congratulations to her. You got the details on the Canada stealing gold from the United States in the hockey game?
It was a 2-0 lead for the Americans in the third period. Canada tied it up and then won it in OT. The Canadian men and United States men will square off later this morning in a semifinal matchup. That's 11 o'clock our time. That game is scheduled to start. Mm-hmm. The earlier semifinal has Sweden and Finland playing around 7 o'clock our time. 7 gold medal events on tap at the Olympics for today.
It brings the question, how much longer are we going to put up with this kind of behavior out of the Canadians? How long is it going to be that we allow them to just run roughshod over us and we start taking maybe military action toward them?
Hockey is their, national sport.
Whatever. We're the United States. They better learn their place. Yesterday.
Listen to you.
Take your maple syrup crappy beer and just go. Why don't you just go back to where you belong? You don't like our country? Wait a minute. That isn't our country. All right. I think we ought to just invade. Think about it. If we were to take over Canada, it would make all the environmental nutcases in this country beautifully happy.
We would just go up there and exploit their resources.
No. There's only 34 million people in the entire nation of Canada. Okay, we could send a Boy Scout troop up there to take care of that. We send them up there, take it over, and then all the tree huggers can move up to Canada and hug all the trees they want, and they'll be like, oh, it's so great, it's so green. Oh, smell the oxygen. It's wonderful.
Yeah, until the multinationals come in and rape and pillage, yeah.
It's not going to happen. We'll leave them a little area where they
I see, okay.
And we'll cut the rest of it down and make toothpicks out of the trees. In a loser, not a loser, but a loser for the U.S. named Katie Hansen posted a video in Sochi that showed a wolf. We've already discussed this. It was a stunt by Jimmy Kimmel. So if you were worried about the Olympian safety being hunted by wolves, be more afraid of Jimmy Kimmel.
I said when I first saw that picture, I said that has to be a fake. It has to be. That can't be a wolf roaming a wild wolf roaming the hallways of the hotel.
Well,
it could.
A woman that beautiful, like Katie Hansen.
Yeah.
She's, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
She pulls your trigger, doesn't she?
She sure does. Yeah. Could not be involved in a hoax.
All right. Okay.
A woman that beautiful can't be taken.
By the way, speaking of losers, our first positive test for steroids or not accepted substances, a German loser tested positive yesterday at the Olympics.
Female?
I think it was a male.
Oh,
I think. No, I wasn't making a joke there. I think it was a male.
I cannot tell. All right, let's do the medal standings before I give you some of the Olympic random information. United States, go USA, on top with 25 medals. 8 gold, 6 silver, 11 bronze. Russia comes in second with 23 medals. The Canadians have 22. They're tied with the Nether regions, also with 22. Norway, or as we like to refer to them, no way, has 21 medals. Germany is in there, too, with 16. Then there's France, Sweden, Switzerland, and Austria have double-digit medals each. By the way, I saw the movie Rush yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
About Niki Lauda and... Hunt. James Hunt,
yes.
Great movie.
Yeah, Ron Howard did a fabulous job with that.
Stupendous movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It is a very inspiring movie. Very, very good. Okay, so you were saying that there are some carpetbaggers in the Olympics.
There are Olympians who are skating or skiing for countries that they really have very little to do with.
Their
grandparents were from there, or they sold themselves to the highest bidder, or whatever the case may be.
That'd be like me competing for the Olympic team in Ireland or Italy. I'm an Irish-American, an Italian-American. Couldn't make the team in my own country, so here I am.
Never mind. I'm moving on. There's a great pickup line that is just wrong. Conley's,
where were you going with that?
Conley's favorite pickup line. He's got a little Irish, you know, he's part Irish, and he goes up to a beautiful woman and goes, "Hey, it looks like you got a little Irish in you." "No, I don't."
"Oh,
would
stop.
You like to?"
"Oh, my
No, sir. That's got to be in the rejected morning show segment of the day.
Are you kidding me?
What? You don't have to be born in a country in order to compete for them in the Olympics. This is true. Tom speaks the truth. It's a good way for athletes to compete from powerhouse countries or not-so-good athletes to make the Olympics. In Sochi, Canada has the most carpetbaggers. They have 9 foreign-born athletes competing for them, a lot of whose immigration papers they rushed in order to get ready for the Olympics. Russia and the U.S. each have 7.
I think the best one, though, is the speed skater from South Korea who moved to Russia and changed his name. It was a Korean name, and now he's known as Victor Ahn. Victor Ahn. It sounds Russian, doesn't it?
And here's an interesting coinkydink. The woman who came in first in the giant slalom was Tina Mays of Slovenia. She's also a pop star back in her home country. Weirdly enough, the woman who came in last is also a music star. But because she came in last, that's all we know about her. We don't know name. We don't care. Loser. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning. You got anything else you want to throw in?
About the Olympics?
Sports in general. This is it.
You got the Bucks with their trade yesterday. You've got the NASCAR season underway. The Budweiser duels at Daytona last night.
The worst word for anyone in the NBA. You could trade it to the Bucks.
Yeah.
No!
What? What did I do?
Yeah, and of course... With the weather last night, there were a lot of cancellations for the high school sports tournament, hockey and stuff. We've got the entire schedule now for tonight on our website at WSAU.com.
And just as a controversial point, the basketball player that said he was gay, what was his name?
Jason Collins.
He's got a shot with the Nets,
yeah,
the New Jersey Nets.
The Nets are thinking about signing him for the stretch run here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they said they'd give him a tryout. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Almost 3,000 athletes will compete in the Sochi Games. Some will medal, some will not. But they all have one thing in common. They can't wait to get the hell out of Sochi, Russia. I mean, oh, what a crap hole. Even the Jamaicans are like, "This place sucks, man," and they're baked out of their gourds. All I know is if Sochi qualifies as a host city, get your bid ready for 2018, Detroit. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.